Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Sean O'Donnell, last week the government announced details of a scheme that will entitle about 350 victims of child sexual abuse in schools to ex gratia payments of up to €84,000. Now, what was your reaction to that news?
Initially, when I saw the announcement, I was delighted that something was happening. Finally, on reading the announcement further, I quickly became very disillusioned, and in actual fact, was livid when I read into the terms of the agreement. But I suppose there's a number of issues as far as I would be concerned. First of all, I think the timing of the announcement was very cynical. A week after the Dáil rose for the summer, and a week before the courts rose for the summer, denying any discussion or debate about it. And on the surface, it appears to be great that the scheme is being reopened. But when you delve into the terms and the criteria for applying for access to it, victims continue to be denied justice in terms of redress by further imposition of these restrictive and unfair preconditions for applying for access to the scheme. It's wrong. It's shameful. I suppose there's a couple of very obvious restrictions. The first one being the real prospect clause. It's a problem for me in that it's very obvious that had a system of reporting for child sex abuse been in place prior to 1992, that of course it would have made a difference. That's common sense. But the reality is that there was no system in place, and the responsibility for that lies fairly and squarely on the shoulders of the government. They reneged on their duty of care for us children. They let us down, sometimes with devastating, life-changing, and sometimes even life-ending effects.
How did your own life change, Sean?
I ended up isolating myself. I became a prisoner in my bedroom. I could not cope, go out and play with pals on the green like I used to. I used to be out all the time playing football. All that stopped when this thing occurred, and it was devastating. It changed me utterly, and to this day, I have a fear of people. I would be very wary, almost paranoid that I was in fear, that I was in danger from people to some extent. So it has had a life changing effect on me. I unfortunately have had a couple of attempts on my life. And I'm not proud to say that, but things have been so dark and so dreadful that, you know, at times you don't know what you're thinking, and you think that maybe that might be the best way of ending the pain and the suffering. What happened to me, Fiona, was a life sentence, and I have to live every day with what happened. I have to try and survive with what happened. And just because it happened over 45 years ago, it doesn't mean that it's finished and done with. I'm struggling every day with this thing. That man is the first thing I see in the morning when I wake up, and he's the last thing at night before I go to sleep. And it's just all-consuming. I suppose one of my main concerns around this whole redress scheme is that, as I said, this is a life sentence for me, and it's no less a life sentence because it happened in a day school.
Mm.
I was raped every day in day school by a teacher that was on the payroll of the Department of Education. And what the Department of Education, by limiting me to restrictive access to a revised ex gratia scheme, redress scheme, is basically saying that the rapes that I occurred every day in my final year in primary school were less heinous and less despicable because they happened in a day school, as opposed to, example, them happening in a residential institution. The Residential Institutions Redress Board was established in 2002 after the Child Abuse Commission sat, and it was set up in order to compensate in some small way victims that had been damaged or abused in residential institutions. As part of that, or prior to that, the Child Abuse Commission had been established, and all victims were encouraged to participate in that and engage with it, including day school victims. But then when the Residential Institutions Redress Board came along, day school victims of child rape and child sexual abuse were deliberately omitted, denied access to residential residential institutions redress board without any explanation as to why. So basically what they're saying is that what happened to me, what that man did to me when he raped me every day, is less horrible and less life-altering and life-changing because it happened in the day school. And so they've limited me to, if I can manage to meet the requirements to get access to the revised scheme, they've limited me to a maximum award of 84,000, where the maximum award for the RIRB was 300,000. Now, rape is rape is rape. Child rape is child rape, irrespective of where it happens.
And Sean, you came down to Cork last or 2 years ago to visit the grave of your abuser. Why did you do that?
Yeah, I had been having weekly therapy sessions, and the therapist felt that it might be helpful for me in the context of my recovery. I felt too that it might have had a cathartic effect. So I went down. I drove down one Saturday morning, and got to the cemetery at the church in County Cork, and at about 8 o'clock, and I spent the morning, or a good part of the morning, searching that graveyard, and eventually I found the grave of this man. And I thought, as I said, that I'd be able to let rip, kind of give out to him and demand answers and all, and not that I was going to get any there, but as I said, I found the grave, and when I saw that he was buried there and his wife was buried beside him, and I just felt that this wasn't going to help. I cried at the grave, and I told him what he had done to me, how he had hurt me, how it had affected me, the suicide attempts, and I asked him why he did what he did. But I thought it might have been helpful, but ultimately it wasn't. And I think I felt particularly kind of uneasy because I could see that his wife was there, and God love her, she had nothing to do with this or anything like that. And I suppose I didn't want to make a scene in the cemetery and over. So that was it. Basically, I went down and I thought I'd get some kind of closure from it, but unfortunately, it didn't really help too much.
Unfortunately, listen, Sean, thank you so much for joining me on the Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM and for sharing your story with us today.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.